I want to share with you this morning Plan International experience on collaborative approach to community-based malaria prevention in Benin. This project was conducted by me and our colleague who work in Benin. This project started at April 2007, was planned for 2 years, and the project area are 20 villages in Koufo department, one of the 12 in Benin. The target population are children under 5 age of age and pregnant women. For this project, we aim to support or assist the community to increase the use of pregnant treatment beds by children under 5 and pregnant. According to treatment, we are assisting the population to increase the appropriate management of malaria in households by wet wrapping the children and give them our first-line anti-malaria drug, artemisinin-based combination therapy. We also aim to assist the community to increase the number of mothers with children with under 5 and with pregnant women who seek timely care for complicated malaria in their countries. Also, we are to help community or health system in Benin to reinforce or to have a strong linkage and to reinforce the collaboration between community and health center. What is our method? We are developing advocacy toward local authority, community, public community worker, and the villages in order to establish quality action team in each village. This team village composed of 2 mothers of children under 5, the chief of village, the community health workers, and 2 nyang. The community health worker is the point person in the village. After especially this team village, we organize several sessions, training sessions to volunteers, and on how to prevent and treat malaria in their community, how to organize home visits nightly, and how to collect data and analyze them in order to make decisions and plan action. The training session was conducted by the public health worker who has supervised them once a month. After reinforcing the capacity, we organize quarterly learning session between the 20 quality assurance team at district level, in order to share the experience and to make and sharing the experience and make themselves action plan in order to implement the best practice. We are using this improvement collaborative model adapted by quality and sustainable project of URC. This model is composed of 2 phases. Demonstration phase, during for 6 months, and expansion phase continue 1 year. What is our result? According to treatment of malaria, we have increased after 6 months the coverage of children under 5 with fever correct treated by their mother to 20%, 25% to 37, 38% 6 months after. But 8 months after, this percentage decreased from 38% to 25%. Why you have this problem, this issue? We have developed partnership with another NGO, Africa, who must provide anti-malaria drug for these villages. But during 8 months or 12 months, we have the shortage of storage of this medicine in 10 villages. What is the causes? According to seekers outside, when children under 5 and pregnant women are a complicated malaria, we have increased 11 months after the person of mother who seek appropriate care for their children to health worker from 19% as the deadline to 51% 11 months after begin the start implementing the project. According to utilizing bed nets, treated bed nets in these 20 villages, you can see that vision on the chart can for pregnant women 11 months after percentage of pregnant women who use correctly the treated bed net is 90% nightly. And according to the children under 5 sleeping under bed net, treated bed net, we have increased this percentage from 35% to 98%. You can see that for utilizing bed net in 20 villages, the target objective, our coverage is above the target objective. What are the keys to success? Quality answering team composed of village members has promoted ownership and entrepreneurial spirit in each village. Organizing lesson sessions have proven effective dissemination of best practice. Local collection of data on common indicators allow villages to benchmark their success with other villages. Involvement of local health workers has led to great appreciation of capacity and potential of villages. Team approach has been important to allow the success of activities. Do not be reliant on one individual and team member McPherson motivation. We can see that by when we involve the member village in our project is a good opportunity to increase the percentage of to increase their ability, their skill in order to ameliorate the status of the in order to increase the status of a children health. you can see that the quality assurance method is effective for helping communities learn from each other and to find rapid, feasible, and hopefully sustainable local solutions. This approach can be easily replicated with adequate support. In our country, this approach is a new one. We are some challenge because we don't take account. Our Minister of Health don't take account what we are doing in the community in their health system. We must do. We must develop advocacy session to the Minister of Health in order to take account this approach. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lukman. Do we have any questions for Dr. Lukman? One question? Yes, please. The question is about the communication between the project and the Ministry of Health. Go ahead.
The shortage of the storage of medicine and antimalarial drugs in our community was provided by another NGO, Africa. This NGO was financed by Global Fund in order to buy these antimalarial drugs. But for 1 year, these drugs did not available not in the community, not only in health workers. In the project, we don't plan to buy these antimalarial drugs, but when we are faced with problem, with issue, we get some funds from our sponsor and buy some drug for 10, 20 communities. And after they sell the drug and sell the drug and retain the fund in order to buy another for themselves.
Yes, please. Okay.
Okay. You can see that in our country, the rate, mortality rate, infant mortality rate, is 146 deaths of children and five for 1,000 births. In our country, we have last year, 78 deaths of children under five for 1,000 children ill of malaria and come in our health community. Our baseline, note that in several regions that 65. We have 65 deaths of children and the five children in community.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lukman. Very good. I'd just like to remind the presenters that if you could repeat the question, because this is being recorded, but you have to. They cannot hear the audience when they ask questions, so you'll have to repeat it. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.